Well, we are here with some Red Hill students today. I'm Thomas Healy. And we're having an incredible conversation today. And thank you to Podcast Party for coming on board with the Red Hill Arts Festival, with Red Hill and shining a light on some incredible students. A little bit about myself. I graduated from Red Hill in 2021. I'm now studying a BCom in Philosophy, Politics and Economics in Cape Town. I'm a presenter on 5FM. And I'm part of the management team and part of the organizers here at the Red Hill Arts Festival. But that aside, I guess today we're here and we're going to be speaking a little bit about after school, after being, you know, in high school, what are the roads, what are the options after that. But before we do that, let's just kind of go through the motions. If you can just say who you are, what you're studying. I don't know if you have like a hot take. My hot take would be I hate chocolate ice cream and oats. I was saying I don't like oats. So, yeah.
Okay. My name is Anjpuri. I'm a newer Red Hillian to the school. I joined last year. I'm taking the IB program. I am in grade 11, and my hot take is I do not like NASCAR, but I love Formula One.
Okay, that's good.
My name is Sayuri Pillay. I am also in grade 11. I take the IB program, so I'm in my DP 1 year. I don't have a hot take. I'm a neutral gal.
I'm Anushka Patnaik, also grade 11, also part of the IB program. And I would say my hot take is I actually don't really like chocolate, despise chocolate.
Okay, so quarter to mine, close.
Yeah, very close.
So I guess let's start off with you. What are you considering for after school? What are your plans? What are you thinking of doing at this point?
So ever since I was in grade 1, 2, I've always been into law. Very heavily into public speaking, debate, or I've been on Red Radio shows at our school. So always had a thing for law, specifically corporate law, maybe in London, somewhere in London would be nice. But yeah, law is a very big dream of mine. If not law, then maybe like business side. But our plan is to, the plan was to take IB to go overseas. And yeah, do something with law. Maybe start my own firm. I think that would be really cool. If like overseas doesn't work out, maybe somewhere here in Cape Town, UCT is quite good. WITS is also good. So yeah, something like that.
And Sayuri?
I am almost in the exact same boat as you. So I initially wanted to go into medicine, but then I realized that that wasn't for me. It's a bit too difficult.
And so long.
It's really long. It's the environment, I think, is too stressful for me personally. So I want to go into law, specifically international law. I think that would be really nice. And then in terms of where I want to study, probably in like Canada or Australia. I quite like the universities there. And I took the IB program as well in the hopes of, you know, getting 45, going overseas. But that's just about it.
I'm a little different from the two ladies before me. I am in love with Formula One, and I've decided that I'm going to be looking at aerodynamics and engineering. I know it's very typical of an Indian to look at engineering, but that is my passion, and I really that's really where I want to go. But I'm not close to the idea of law as well.
So. Okay, so pretty broad. I don't know about you guys, but when I was coming to the conclusion on kind of my journey through high school and how I wanted to pick my subjects, a lot of people ask, and the first question is, what do you want to do? And for me, I was, what do I not want to do? And that's kind of how I reached my conclusion.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it's not me. Yeah, because for me, it was, I'm not doing science, I'm not doing this,
yeah, me
I'm
too.
Not doing engineering, I'm not doing, yeah.
Literally.
How have your processes in determining what career path is right for you? How have you done that? And you know, how can other people who are in the same positions like you do the same?
If I could start, I think I looked at the subjects that I really enjoyed and that I did well in, and that was like the first step in me choosing, you know, what I took for the IB program and my HLs and my SLs and things. So I kind of looked at that. And the second thing I did was speak to my parents. I feel like there's no better option than speaking to those who are in, you know, corporate jobs, who have a job, who are out of school. So I spoke to them. You know, I take their opinions very seriously. I take them a lot into consideration. And we've kind of just been on a journey together looking for, like, you know, work experience or talking to other people who have, like, similar interests as me. And I think that's kind of the path I took.
Okay, cool.
I actually decided that from day one, whatever I do in life needs to make me happy.
Okay.
That's been my goal. So if you're, you know, if you think like me, then obviously I love Formula One, and that's where I came to the idea of aerodynamics engineering. My role model in Formula One, his name is Adrian Newey. He is an aerodynamicist.
Yeah.
And that's where my passion for the sport has come from. And that's sort of how I decided what I wanted to do in future. Yeah.
Cool. So, Yuri?
I think, like, for me, at a very young age, I looked at law. But at the same time, around grade 4 or 5, I was like, maybe I want to do something else. So I just grabbed a piece of paper, a pen, opened my laptop, went to LinkedIn, and just started looking at all these careers. And I was like, okay, maybe law looks like a good option. So, you know, keep that. So, yeah, I would say that's what people should do.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose a lot of the careers that, you know, that I'm looking towards, that you guys are looking towards, is, you know, your lawyers, your engineers. So they're kind of traditional. But I don't know if anything that you think of, and from your friends that you've seen and people who you surround yourself with, those less traditional career options and things that aren't spoken about enough. I mean, do you think that there's something that you can see in your grades that people are leaning towards that maybe shocks people, that you're not, you know, as particular, that you're particularly surprised about, that, you know, kind of doesn't conform, you know?
Yeah, true. I know one of my friends wants to go into music.
Okay,
yeah. She plays music quite heavily, really into instruments and, like, sound and things, so she wants to become a musician. And I think that's one of the less traditional ones.
Yeah, I guess as well, a lot of people are nervous, and parents, you know, if you're going into the arts.
Definitely.
You know, I think for me, where I want to go into broadcasting or into that type of space, I can't kind of ascertain if it was because... kind of what society says, that, you know, you need to be one of these traditional jobs to be successful, and I do that as a background, or if that's where my passion is, if maybe my passion can be both in something more traditional and less traditional.
Yeah.
And I guess it's about, you know, looking into yourself and figuring out, hey, listen, what works for me? You know, how is this? And trying, you know, to not be prescriptive to what society has said is successful.
Yeah.
Has that informed any of your decisions? You know, you say you're happy, you're looking for happiness, right? So I suppose that hasn't been, you know, trying to find this job that earns you money, you know, that your parents are going to say yes to, has been the driving factor.
I've never really looked at the money. I have considered it, because you do need to make a living, but I mean, you only get one life. I think the life that you live will, you know, it'll be that one life. You won't get happiness necessarily from just money. I myself am a music student, one of the two music students in the IB. But I've noticed the reason I took the subject of music is because playing the guitar makes me happy. It's actually eye-opening. The whole idea behind culture, and I love that now that it's the cultural festival now, the Red Hill Arts Festival. I think it's incredible what people can do, and I find it... you know, kind of saddening that not many people can do this and make a living out of it because of how looked down it is in society.
Yeah. So Yuri, I'm interested because you're saying you want to go into law, and I want to know how your extramural activities, the things that you do outside of the classroom, may have perhaps influenced that decision.
So, like I said before, you know, I'm very much into public speaking, and them as well. Public speaking, debating. I mean, I'm a part of Red Radio show at our school. Yeah. I think all of those factors you see at a young age, you see your peers telling you, like, yeah, Anushka, you're really good at this. Mm. Or your parents telling you, you know, you should participate in these competitions. So I think all of those skills combined, I could see, like, yeah, this is where my strength lies. Mm. I could see even I'm good at subjects like English, business, history. But then there's Ansh and Sayuri. I don't know about Sayuri, but Ansh is very good at physics and maths. And I see those aren't really my strong points. So I think you can really see growing up at school, you can compare yourself to your friends and see, okay, maybe this is what suits my personality. I would do better as a lawyer, not as an engineer.
True. Yeah. So.
And I'm interested because I found within my life the best experiences that I've gained are the experiences that I'm getting outside of the classroom. You know, whether that's being in the extracurricular activities that you're doing, or from internships to, you know, different types of post you know, work experiences and anything you can get like that. Have you guys interacted in any of those? Have you gone and shadowed? Have you done internships? And how has that influenced, you know, the decisions that you're making today for tomorrow?
Yeah. So I went to my aunt's workplace. She's a chartered accountant. Yeah. So I went to her workplace and I job shadowed her. And I met all of her colleagues that take like different types of career paths within business and accounting. And I think that also, so that is another path I am considering, like business or chartered accountancy and things.
And you enjoyed that?
I did. It was really fun because firstly, their workspace was really enjoyable to be in. But secondly, the jobs really did interest me.
Yeah.
So it did give me a different outlook to why I was really stuck with law. And I was like, I really want to do law.
Yeah.
So then my parents really convinced me, like, why don't you explore other options that you're good at? And I think that really did help. So now I am considering.
Because it's interesting because I went and shadowed at an accounting firm and I hated it. It was just, that was, I said no immediately.
Wow.
So it's interesting how these experiences, because at one point I was like, okay, yeah, I can do accounting.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know, it's just balancing the books, making sure the credits equal the debits, but it's a lot less, actually a lot less interesting for me than that. But, you know, this is why we do those things.
Yeah.
I actually job shadowed a part of my grade 10 year a karting team in South Africa, a very successful karting team. One of my friends used to race for them. And in my experience with the karting team, I learned things which I never could have learned without going and experiencing it myself. I learned about how a team works, how everything works. I think just job shadowing or going and seeing how something is done in real life versus how it's done in your textbook. Yes. It's a very, very different dynamic. And I think if you go and do it, even if it's something you don't know whether you like or not, you can truly find your passion through experiencing it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting for me because I remember being where you guys were in school and having no idea, right? Having no idea what is the next year, what is the next 2 years going to look for me? Where do I see myself? How do I see kind of all the things that I enjoy coming together? And I suppose I'm not alone in that, or I wasn't alone in that.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of students who are anxious about the future. There are a lot of students who maybe aren't as set, you know, aren't as decided as you guys on where I'm going to be, what I'm going to study. Do you have any advice for those students who are feeling anxious, who are feeling like they do not know what their future is going to look like?
Yeah. Until last year, I wasn't very sure of myself either. Mm. And in fact, even at this moment, I say I want to do this, but it can very quickly change.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be worrying if you don't know exactly what you want to do at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's natural. We're all humans, and we won't always know what we want to do until we try it out ourselves.
Yeah.
I really think that there's no worry in not knowing what you're doing or what you're going to do in the future, because you're just leaving yourself more doors open. If you know now, you're narrowing it down, which is good for you.
Yeah.
But also, if you leave it a little ambiguous and open to interpretation, then you might try something which you never knew you could have liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think personally, I feel like at this stage, I should be decided. I feel like there's just too many factors that I just can't afford to not be decided at this moment.
See, I would disagree with you.
Really?
I think it's so okay
to not be decided.
Maybe it's
societal pressure, because I feel like a lot of people, the only question I've been asked is, what grade are you in? Oh,
yes.
What are you thinking of doing? And every time I just give the same answer, like, oh, I want to go into law, I want to go into law, but like, do I really want to go into law?
Well, that's a question. And I think that's what I've learned about the university space is you can go into that type of space and you can say, this is not working for me and it's all right, I can change.
That's true.
I think, and I can see amongst my peers as well, that this idea that you have to decide your career path at whatever age you are, you know, 21 for me, under 21 for you guys, is so archaic.
Mm-hmm.
And even the notion that you do decide the rest of your career path, you know, is in many instances so not true.
Yeah.
You know, I'm today studying economics, but there is a very real possibility that in 10 years' time, I'm going to be doing nothing similar to that.
True.
It's the experiences that I'm getting along the way, you know. So it is interesting, you know, how much does society influence that decision I'm going to be making?
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think there's a very nuanced perspective to it. I mean, we say like societal pressure, you know, be ready, have your career all decided. But at the same time, I'm like, also like, let's go with the flow.
Yeah.
You know, let's see, because I mean, it's funny because I know this girl, she became an engineer and then one day she got an opportunity to film a video in her university and now she's directing. So I think it's all God's plan as well, you know. Sometimes you just go with the flow.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I love to say to go with the flow. Yeah. Sometimes a little bit hard, but that's exactly that.
Yeah.
Any last words from you, you know, for students who are where you are, or you know, or anything you want to know from maybe a student who's, you know, a little bit further along the line, but also still very undecided on where he's going to be, you know, any parting words?
The one piece of advice I'd give anybody at this point is just chill, because I can tell you the exam stress and all of the stress, it's not worth it. You're going to be going through all the stress, all for what?
Yeah.
Life has a way of working out, if you ask me. I've always believed that there's a balance in your life. If you're stressing now, there's no point.
Yeah. Mm.
So my one piece of advice to you would be don't stress and enjoy your high school career.
Yeah.
You're not going to have another high school career. You live once.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give such opposite advice.
Do it.
This is my hot take. You know, from the beginning, I didn't have one. This is my hot take.
Yeah.
I think you should have some idea now. And I think the way to go about it is just, as Thomas said earlier, like, know what you don't want to do. That helps to narrow it down much more than you think it does. Because once you eliminate entire spaces and entire fields, now you can focus on like one or two directions instead of, you know, taking all the sciences because you think you're going to go into everything. So I think knowing what you're not going to do is probably like the first step in deciding what you are going to do.
Now, I'm going to combine both the answers. And I'm going to say, I think you should chill, like Ange said.
Yeah.
But I think you should also at the back of your head say, okay, maybe these three things. But also, I'll still chill. But I also know, like, maybe one of these options. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go there.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
The middle ground.
Yeah, the middle ground.
Yes, trying to find that balance.
Don't chill too much. I mean, you're still in high school. It's not like it's going to be a walk in the park.
Yeah. But you can still chill a little bit.
That's 100%.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Just one more question.